T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Ron, one of our favorite times of the week, Mr. Bob Walk on the line. Bob, it's brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtests.net. Bob, how are you today?
Good, Joe. How are you and Ron doing?
I can't really speak for Ron at the moment. I'm doing well.
He seems to be doing great, Robert.
He's
We're doing great.
It's good to hear. We're doing pretty well ourselves after that game last night.
Man, that was, you used the word when it was all happening there in the eighth, joy. It seemed like a joyous evening. That was just fun to watch. Let's start with Joe Musgrove and his evening. Was there even a hint of concern when he walked the first batter of the night, Bob? And what happened after that?
Yeah, because that was what, you know, the last couple of days, our last couple of outings, it's been, like, weird to see him go out there and kind of struggle with his command. He did not throw the ball where he wants to. You know, Joe looked up his minor league stats last night, and he had never walked more than two guys all through the minor league. So for him to have control trouble, he only walked five the other day in three innings. You know, I think that was a huge red flag that there might have been something wrong with him, maybe physically or whatever. And so when he walked the first hitter of the game, yeah, I was like, uh-oh. But after that, smooth sailing, and one of his best outings that we've seen him have. Just threw the ball where he wanted to, and was able to mow down a team that has been knocking the heck out of us.
Bob, I thought it was such an important start for him last night, and I think there's another one this afternoon with Chris Archer. He's got to get it going, and I know he's coming off the injury list, but – man, it would make their rotation look a whole lot better if he starts going six innings, seven innings, and is effective.
Yeah, I agree. That would be a big plus for us. You know, we took a pretty good punch to the gut when Archer and Tyone went down almost at the exact same time, and it seems like our pitching has been scrambling ever since to put something together and get consistency back. So the Archer start today is very important. I expect him really to go six or seven. I would hope that six and seven is what we see from him consistently the rest of the year. But today, for sure, go out, throw five innings, maybe give up one, two runs at the most. That would be an excellent start for him at this point. And man, maybe at the beginning of a good run to where he can maybe be more of the ace-type guy that he was in the American League and kind of take away a little bit of the sting with Tyone being gone for, you know, at least another 6 weeks.
Bob, this Josh Bell story just continues. Last night was phenomenal. I think 904 feet on both his home runs. If you had to look at it, last year compared to this year, what do you see as the major difference here?
Well, I don't see a lot of those, like, half-type swings. Remember, we used to talk about them on the air. It looks like
yeah.
He's playing cricket sometimes, you know, with the swinging of balls are bouncing at his feet and sometimes even hitting them, and little jam shot flares over the shortstop's head. We haven't seen that for quite a while. He's up there, you know, he's off the plate nicely, and he's taking rips, you know, like a Willie Stargell would take rips. And that's the kind of hitter I think what they've always wanted to see from him, not a, you know, a punch and Judy, you know, try to, you know, get a single to left type guy. And, you know, that's totally out of his mind. Now, he'll still, I think, you know, hit it situationally. I can see him change a little bit up there. You know, when there's a runner at, say, you know, third base and nobody out, he's not necessarily at that point trying to hit a ball into a river, and I think that's a good thing. But he's going up there, and he's looking to punish the baseball, not just put it in play and avoid a strikeout, which is, I think, is what was he was a lot about last year. He got so, I think, concerned with just making contact that it robbed him of a lot of his power. And whatever he did, whoever he talked to this winter, when he he went to California and spent the winter, and the guy did wonders, and you know, I hope he goes back and spends this next offseason with the same guy.
They're starting to get hot at the right time a little bit, the middle part of that lineup. I think Marte and Polanco are really coming on too, Bob.
Yeah, Polanco is also looking pretty scary up there. I think he's going to start ripping some home runs with some consistency also. It's the right time because our, you know, our pitching, which was so dominant in April, has been anything but dominant in May, at least on a consistent basis. We still have some guys that are going out there like Trevor Williams. Musgrove gave us a great start last night. Vasquez is turned into the best closer in the game. So the pitching is still in spots as good as it was in April, but the consistency's not there. But we've been able to make up for that now with some good offense. And, you know, hopefully the consistency on the pitching will come back. We'll start getting that run differential that everybody's been talking about the last couple of days. Maybe get that a little bit in better shape. We have to do a little something with that. We can't continue to be, you know, getting blown out of ball games every now and then. We have to stay in more ball games, give us a chance to win going into the last couple of innings on an every night basis. That's the type of baseball that they're capable of playing.
Bob, we've detailed all the injuries all year, and it's been unbelievable the run of adversity the team has faced. But both Joe and I think, feel like the Tyone injury could end up being the one that really bites him. How tough is it going to be for him to come back if he misses 2 months, and how do you fill that spot?
Yeah, I don't think you can fill that spot. Hopefully, you know, Archer will pitch like he did as an American leaguer, the guy that I think they were hoping that they were trading for at the end of last year. If that's the case, then I think it does take some of the sting out of it. But, you know, Tyone, I was hoping we had, a possible Cy Young type candidate. He has showed last year that that's the type of baseball that he's able to pitch. He's an elite guy now, and to lose him for a couple of months and then, you know, maybe he takes a month after that to get back to pitching the kind of baseball he was last season. That's a big blow to any team. You know, even a team like a Yankees or a Red Sox that have a lot of resources where they can, you know, go out and try to buy a replacement. You know, we can't do that. We got to figure out other ways to get it done. And, you know, that's been the challenge, I think, for the last couple of weeks. It's had a domino effect all through through the rotation and in the bullpen, and trying to get it figured out and how to plug that hole. But, you know, I don't think it can be done completely. I think you can slow down the flow of water through that hole, but you're not going to plug it until he gets back and is pitching like he did last year.
The time is 1:11, time to get 25% off of Cool Sculpting at the Skin Center. We're talking to Bob Walk, and we saw Jung Ho Gung put on the injured list this week, Bob, and I'm curious what you've seen with him, because depending on who I read and hear, I've heard he can't catch up to the fastball, and I've heard that it's the breaking balls that are giving him trouble. I suppose everything is when you're hitting 131, but what to you has been the major problem for him?
Well, I think it has been the breaking ball, and I think that's created this problem with the fastball. Once you start having a tough time with the off-speed stuff, you're constantly telling yourself, stay back, stay back, stay back. You know, don't pull the ball, don't pull the ball. And then you end up getting caught in between speed-wise, and you're now missing fastballs and, you know, fouling them straight back, just not quite able to get the head of the bat out there because you're so concerned about not chasing bad breaking balls. And it's a tough problem to get into, and there's never an easy way out of that cycle when you get into it. You know, one thing that they could try that they did last year with Polanco is, you know, they backed him off the plate maybe an inch or two just to try and give him a little bit longer to look at the baseball, especially the breaking stuff before you swing at it. You know, that could be something they try with him, but, you know, get him on the injured list, give him a little bit of a breather and allow him to maybe try some new things in the batting cage. And I would be shocked if they didn't send him out, you know, on a rehab stint now, and he could go and see live pitching in the minor leagues and try to get this thing figured out away from the spotlight. But, you know, with what Bell's doing right now, it's kind of softened the blow that, that Jung Ho has kind of been a bust this year. But if he can get it figured out and add that to what's going on across the diamond with Bell, that would be huge. So got my fingers crossed. But right now, he definitely looks lost at the plate. I'll agree with that.
Bob, when the Pirates signed Lyles and Cabrera, I don't think we even blinked. Okay, a couple bodies coming in, you know, maybe some depth guys, a chance to be the fifth starter. What has impressed you most about those two guys, and are you as surprised as I am by what they've done?
Yes, very much so. Lyles obviously has pitched way better than anybody's fifth starter. He's done a fantastic job. You know, I just didn't realize, you know, how good he was going to be. You've seen him, you know, over the years bounce around, bullpen, starter, you know, never really get locked in with any team or any spot, inconsistency with his breaking stuff. But he's gone, he's simplified things. He's just mainly a two-pitch guy, although he does throw some sliders still occasionally. But because he's simplified things, I think his command is much better than it's probably been ever in his life, and that's paying off for him. As far as Melky, I had no idea that you know, he could still be the contributor he is on an everyday basis. You know, I thought an older player, you know, he'll be a decent pinch hitter, but to be able to go out and play the outfield, and you know, he's not making any highlight reel plays out there, but he catches all the routine stuff. Still throws the ball very well, above average arm, you know, really good accuracy with it. And I think he's really fit in with the younger guys on the team. They love to, like, when he gets to first base here with the dugout, which is down the line a little bit, real close to first base, you can hear the guys on the crowd mic down there yelling at him, kind of like just almost like making fun out of him, but doing it in a to use that word again, joyful way. There's really a kind of a neat thing. It's like he's the old man on the team, and every time he does something, all those guys go crazy down there about it. And there's a closeness that I see coming about with this club, and I think Tucker has a lot to do with that. You know, that you saw the way everybody reacted to the home run last night. That's some genuine stuff. It really is.
Yeah, that was great to hear him say, going down the dugout steps, he's like, I love you, right to Dickerson, and it turned out they had a long conversation about hitting. I think that stuff is real.
I think it is, too. And then speaking of that, we're going to try and get Dickerson on on a mic during the game on TV today. So that could be an interesting conversation to see what exactly he's been telling these guys. Apparently, he also had a little bit of a talk with Bell.
Yeah.
So I want to know what he's saying, and you know, hopefully he's down there right now talking to Cervelli.
Exactly, and maybe they can get Gung for an hour and a half with him one of these days on a couch or something. Bob, the fifth starter, the fourth and fifth lately, now you have Archer coming back, but Kingham and Brault obviously struggled, to say the least. And I'm wondering what – if I'm missing something here with Liriano, like Ron and I both were thinking, well, why not use Liriano in that spot for whatever, even like four innings or something. Would you do that? Does that seem like a viable option, or what would your best option be there?
Oh, heck yeah. That was a nice conversation. You guys might have our booth mic'd or something up here. I don't know. We were talking about that quite a bit in yesterday before the game about how well Liriano has pitched, and it's not one-sided. You know, like, you know, we talked a lot about how well he gets lefties out during spring training. And, you know, he's going to be kind of a left-handed specialist. He's gotten everybody out this year. And now I don't know what it would be like to try to extend him. But, you know, last year pitching in American League as a starter, ERA was only 4.5. You'll take that from a number five guy, won't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say that that's a viable option. It might not work out. Maybe he'd go out there and, you know, wouldn't throw enough strikes or whatever. Maybe he would do something different than he's been doing out of the bullpen. But the way he's pitching out of the bullpen right now, if he could go out there and pitch five or six innings, heck yeah, that would be an option. And, you know, right now there's not a lot of options out there for the Pirates. So that could be something that they're going to look at.
Bob, it had to be a pretty cool moment to see Tucker hit that home run in his hometown last night with all his family there. And, It looks like the kid has been overmatched a little bit as of late at the plate. Been really good in the field, but his energy and enthusiasm, man, you can feel it. It's palpable.
Yeah, and it really right now, the way he's playing defense and a lot of other guys on offense, the middle part of the lineup is looking pretty good. I think you can have some patience with him, and he's going to help you win games doing other things out there. And I believe the hitting will come. He hit AAA, so this is not a huge difference from AAA. I think it's more in the players' minds than it is as far as the talent level at times. So I think he gets it figured out that he's as good as everybody out here, and it'll start clicking for him. He certainly has all the tools, fantastic athletic ability, and especially being a switch hitter. I think the hitting will come, and that'll be a little more consistent. I would love to see him stick with him through thick or thin this year and find out what you got.
Bob, enjoyed it as always. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. It was a pleasure, guys. See you when we get home.
See you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, Bob Walker.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.